Another thing that can be very, very, very successful is there's a lot of people that may have retired from, you know, working in the software industry. And they can teach a kid, and it doesn't matter if what they teach them is old. Because what you're doing is you're lighting the spark. You're getting that kid turned on. And you get them turned on, then you'll learn all the new stuff. Mentors are just essential. I cannot emphasize enough what my science teacher did for me. And we've got to mentor them, hire them. And if you bring them in for internships in your companies, the thing about the autism Asperger-y kind of mind, you got to give them a specific task. Don't just say design new software. You got to tell them something a lot more specific. Well, we're designing software for a phone, and it has to do some specific thing, and it can only use so much memory. That's the kind of specificity you need. Well, that's the end of my talk, and I just want to thank everybody for coming. It was great to be here. Oh, you have a question for me? Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. You know, you once wrote, I like this quote, "If by some magic autism had been eradicated from the face of the earth, then men would still be socializing in front of a wood fire at the entrance to a cave."
What? Because who do you think made the first stone Spiros? The Asperger guy, and if you were to get rid of all the autism genetics, there'd be no more Silicon Valley, and the energy crisis would not be solved.
So I want to ask you a couple other questions, and you know, if any of these feel inappropriate, it's okay just to say next question. But if there's someone here who has an autistic child or knows an autistic child and feels kind of cut off from them, what advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, we got to look at age. If you have a 2, 3, or 4-year-old, you know, no speech, no social interaction, I can't emphasize enough, don't wait. You need at least 20 hours a week of one-to-one teaching. You know, the thing is, autism comes in different degrees. There's going to be about half the people on the spectrum that are not going to learn to talk, and they're not going to be working in Silicon Valley. That would not be a reasonable thing for them to do. But then you get these smart, geeky kids, you know, the touch of autism, and that's where you've got to get them turned on with doing interesting things. I got social interaction through shared interests. I rode horses with other kids. I made model rockets with other kids. Did electronics lab, you know, with other kids. And in the 60s, it was gluing mirrors onto a rubber membrane on speaker to make a light show. That was like, we consider that super cool.